You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. Stand up for your country. Well, it is not a happy new year for the president of Harvard University. She's out. We'll get to it shortly. I hope your new year is going to be better than hers. Interesting story. I want to welcome our thousands of new premium members to BillO'Reilly.com. They were given as Christmas gifts and things like that. We've got a whole new crew in here to supplement the old crew, which keeps growing. Tonight on the final thought, there are 10 things that all premium members, concierge members on BillO'Reilly.com get that enhance your life. And I'm going to run down all 10 in case you don't know what they are. Tonight begins our election coverage, the presidential vote about 10 months away, and it's going to rip roar. And the reason I'm beginning it tonight is because the lying has already started from the media. It really distresses me on a personal level, and I've talked to all my colleagues about it. Nobody denies it's happening. But if you are going to sit in your living room and watch cable TV news or network news, you are not going to get the truth. You're absolutely not going to get it. I'm going to prove that to you tonight, okay? And this damages you as a person, damages your vote, damages the country. And I've had enough, but there's little I can do other than give you an honest presentation. That's my fight back, okay? And that's what I will do. So, our first edition of election coverage begins this evening, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. January 15th is the Iowa Republican caucus. Trump is a lock to win that. All right? That is because not all Republicans vote in Iowa. It's the hardcore party activists that vote, most of whom are MAGA people. So Governor DeSantis of Florida, staking everything on Iowa, and he can't possibly win it. He just can't. unless between now and the 15th, there's some atom bomb drops or something. After Trump wins the caucus, and he will win by a pretty wide margin, it's over for DeSantis. He's got to drop out of the race because he can't raise money. Now, he'll probably carry on through New Hampshire, which is January 23rd. That's a Democrat and Republican primary. But here's the deal in New Hampshire. Anybody can vote for any party. So I expect a surge of Democrat voters to go to Nikki Haley to damage Donald Trump. It's already underway. So Biden is running unopposed. There's some guy running against him, but it's nothing. And so Democrats are going to go, well, we know Biden's going to be the nominee, but he's really not. But that's a whole different story. So we're going to go and vote in the Republican side against Trump. That will inflate Nikki Haley's numbers. And you'll hear hysteria in the media about that. Now, how extensive that crossover is going to be in the Granite State. Remember, New Hampshire is a tiny state. Nobody can predict it, but money is going in there now, all right, to organize Democrats to vote against Trump for Haley. Now, you might say, well, why wouldn't they vote for Christie or Ramaswamy or DeSantis? Because the Democrats know those three have no chance. Haley is going to hang in. There are only three viable politicians for presidency right now: Trump, Biden, Haley. That's it. Okay. So New Hampshire is going to be a very interesting thing to watch, but you're not going to get it reported accurately like I just did. You're not. They're not going to say that. Even a Fox News channel, which doesn't like Biden at all, they don't want Trump. The management of the operation doesn't want Trump. So there's a conflict there. They bash Biden, FNC does, every day. But they don't want Trump to win. So they're desperately hoping that Nikki Haley rises quickly, and that you'll see that coverage on FNC. If you do watch that, you'll see the Haley coverage. Now, Haley herself runs into trouble about the Civil War snafu, where somebody asked her, you know, the cause of the Civil War, whatever. Dopey question, has nothing to do with now. Haley doesn't mention slavery. Press runs wild. I don't care. Okay. Do I think that Nikki Haley understands what the Civil War was all about? Yes, I do. Why she didn't mention slavery, I don't know. Do I care? I don't care. It has nothing to do with you or me or what the present political situation is. Now, after New Hampshire, you got South Carolina, which is Trump country, February 3rd. Nevada, anything could happen in Nevada on February 6th. Michigan, February 27th. Michigan's a big vote, but Trump's strong. He's running strong among Republicans in Michigan, working class people. Super Tuesday, March 5th. All right. And then it's over. So the primary season is over March 6th. If you can imagine that, that's it. So summing up, we're going to have the best, most honest election coverage. I have told you that President Biden is the worst president in modern American history. Buchanan is the worst of all time, but there's been nobody as bad as Joe Biden has been. So I can't vote for Biden under any circumstances. I mean, maybe if Putin ran against him, I could vote for him, but I can't. But that's not going to shade my coverage at all. When Trump does something dopey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to report it accurately. All right. Biden himself, I'm going to get into this later on this week. It's a convention play for the Democrats, not a primary play. I still don't believe he's going to run, be on a ticket. And that's the memo. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
So the President and the First Lady extend their St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands vacation till today. Very nice. They come back. They'll be back in the White House about 10 p.m. Eastern time. And I can almost guarantee you that nothing will be on the schedule tomorrow, because Joe Biden really doesn't work. There was an article, I don't know if it's true or not, I didn't take the time to track it, that Biden spent a third of his time as president on vacation or something. I don't know. But it doesn't do anything, as you know, if you watch this program. Okay, Congress gets back next Monday. The Senate shows up. The House shows up a week from today, January 9th. Supreme Court, January 8th. Now, the Supreme Court is to make almost instantaneous decisions on Trump's petition that he should not be prosecuted for decision making as president. And I'll get into that a little bit more in a couple of minutes. Also, the Supreme Court is going to take care of this Colorado Maine stuff, trying to keep Trump off the ballot. I know they will. What the time frame is, end of January, maybe before. Okay. I got a missive last night on a text, and I spent 2 hours reading it about the Trump campaign's analysis of fraud in the last election, 2000. Not 2000. Anyway, O'Reilly, come on now. 2020. All right. Now, I went over it. Nobody else will, but I did. I read it. In order to verify what the Trump campaign is saying, because there's stats galore, it took me 2 hours to get through this. You'd have to have subpoena power, which I don't have. I should have it, but I don't. You would have to have subpoena power to back up what the Trump administration is saying. But the reason I put this out is that they say in Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan, five states, there was voter fraud, and here it is. And they mention Mark Zuckerberg, $400 million going into those states, and they mention a lot of stuff. And they got stat after stat after stat after stat after stat after stat. The reason the Trump administration did that, Trump campaign, I should say, is because they're sending that to the Supreme Court. They're saying, look, here's what we found out, and it's within the president's authority to question it and give an opinion on it. So you can't prosecute him for doing that. You understand what it is? So the Supreme Court is going to have to read the same thing that I read, all the nine justices, and I hope they do read it. And they're going to have to say, and they'll give it to their clerks, check this, check that, check this. If there's validity, Trump's right. That's his job. He's got to look at it. And he came to that conclusion because he wanted to come to that conclusion. But legally, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But for me as a journalist, I can't verify what the Trump campaign says unless I have subpoena power and get these people in and question them under oath and all. The FBI should have done that years ago. But they'll never do it. All right, joining us now is a guy who's been tracking this, and I read his latest article, and I was very impressed by it, which is why you're going to see him. His name is Dr. William Doyle. He is the research director for the Caesar Rodney. Caesar Rodney is one of the founding fathers, a Delaware guy, Election Research Institute in Irving, Texas, from where Dr. Doyle joins us. Caesar Rodney, huh? I mean, you and me, we know him, but not a lot of other people. They go, Caesar Rodney? Was he a Roman emperor?
He's an important man. He actually showed up in person to vote.
Yeah, and he's a Delaware guy. I don't know if he liked Biden very much. Okay, very specifically, I've been saying from the jump that the Zuckerberg infusion of $400 million into five states has been unexplained. It is dangerous. What say you?
I think the Zuckbucks thing that by which he funneled $332 million through the Center for Technology and Civic Life and about $75 million for the Center for Election Innovation and Research. It is the big story of the 2020 election, in my view. And we've been reporting on that and analyzing that for the last 2 years.
And let me stop you. That story has not been reported. I'm one of the few journalists who even raised it. It's been totally blanked out. Now, from your article, I'm going to make this interview easy for you. You believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that a lot of this money was paid to people in cities like Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Detroit, to go into nursing homes, elderly apartments, give these people votes, help them fill the votes out for Biden, take the votes to a so-called drop box where they were reported late into the evening and threw the election to Biden. Do I have it?
You have it roughly correct. I mean, they funneled all this money into these election offices, basically commandeered them and used them for get out the vote efforts for Joe Biden using practices like the ones you just described. Yes.
Is that illegal?
That's the problem. It seems to be an illegal gray area, but it should be illegal. It is illegal, I think, in 31 states now. It's like nobody could see this coming. And when it started happening, nobody really even knew about it until late in the summer of 2020. Nobody really knew what to make of it or what to do about it. Now, some of the things that were done in connection with that money, I think, were illegal. Electioneering. There might have been misappropriation of money because all this $330 million funneled into local election offices with no accounting oversight is really a mess. And for example, in Wisconsin, when the Wisconsin Election Commission gave people permission to fill out mail-in ballots with the qualification that they were disabled, that they were not able to make it to the polling place. That was illegal. So
yeah, so the people brought the ballots in rather than sending them in the mail, which you're legally, the states can do. If you petition, look, I need a mail-in ballot because I can't walk. So send it to my address. I'll fill it out and send it back. That's not what happened in a lot of cases. These highly paid people got the ballots, brought them in, and then said, well, the people were disabled, but there was no proof to that, correct?
Right, right. As a matter of fact, people in Wisconsin were encouraged to use fear of catching COVID as an excuse for disability, so that they wouldn't have to vote in person. And obviously, that's illegal. Furthermore, I believe the Wisconsin Supreme Court, after the election, judged that those ballot drop boxes that CTCL money was used to pay for were illegal. So every ballot that was put in a ballot drop box in Wisconsin was technically an illegitimate ballot, because
U.S. Supreme Court wasn't challenged on it and didn't rule on it, which is what should have happened. Now, when you have a system where there's this much money, and again, people are being paid to do this, all right? So there are people going out with ballots, physical ballots, going into people's rooms, apartments, homes, telling the person, this is what you have to do. The person does it, Biden for president. They take the ballot, they put it in a drop box. Those people get an enormous amount of money for doing that, paid for by Zuckerberg, correct?
Yes.
Exactly. That's just shocking that is what we have right now in play in the United States. Some of that is mitigated by the states, as you mentioned, but some of it isn't. It's going to happen all over again.
You know how much money they spent? You know how much money CTCL spent in Georgia, Bill? $45 million. They spent a little over $10 million in Wisconsin, but Georgia was the number one state. And you saw how hotly contested Georgia was. $45 million, mainly into 10 election offices.
Yeah, Fulton County. And that's what the Trump people had. Now, if that's a fact, and I believe it is, okay, why didn't Raffensperger and the Georgia Republican authorities flag that all day long?
That's the $60,000 question. Maybe it was because they thought that the CTCL money would not hurt their election chances. And maybe they're part of that faction of the Republican Party that would prefer that Donald Trump was out of the picture so that their hegemony over the party would be supreme. As you know, there are there are some powerful Republicans who would prefer that Donald Trump just went away.
Yeah, sure. Are you worried, final question, are you worried that this Zuckerberg thing could influence the election of 2024? Are you worried about that?
I'm very worried about it. And here's why. When you spend that much money in building up a kind of shadow election system in 2020, that money's not just poured down a sinkhole. It's used to create an infrastructure. It's like building a factory. And that infrastructure can be used in subsequent elections to do the exact same thing that it accomplished in 2020. It may not have exactly the same amount of walking around money that the original scheme had, but based on my analysis of what happened in 2022 in Georgia anyway, that residual infrastructure is still alive and well and working to turn out Democratic ballots in those five states.
All right, Doctor, we appreciate it very much. Keep us posted if you find out more specifics. And again, the Trump campaign has all that information now, and they are going to present the information. I told you this, I read it, to the Supreme Court. All right. And so things may happen now, but you're not going to get this kind of reportage anywhere else. This is what's in play. So at least the Supreme Court will learn what the doctor learned, what I learned last night, at least the allegations. Okay. They'll know that. And I think that's an important thing.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Okay, let's go to the border. So December, more foreign nationals cross into the USA than any other month in history. No one's surprised. It's absolute chaos down there, and it is the fault of Joe Biden, the president of the United States. 3 years, 10 million foreign nationals have entered this country at least, many of whom are using taxpayer dollars to survive. Okay? So this is a catastrophe. Meantime, Biden does not care. He's done one thing. I will predict, though, that they will make a deal. The Democrats and the Republicans will make a deal in Congress to send money to Ukraine and Israel in return for increased border security. Biden will sign off on that. He has to. But it won't matter because Americans in their minds, even the liberal people, okay, know the disaster that Biden has foisted on the country. But that prediction will happen. I'm not even mentioning tons of narcotics that have flooded in here. Do you realize that there are more drugs on the streets of America now than at any other time, even when narcotics were legal back in the early 20th century? It's a flood of drugs, hard drugs, fentanyl, heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and they're cheap. So you can get addicted like that, and then you have to, you know, can't work, leave your family, abuse your kids, whatever it may be. And it goes along with no border control because 90% of the illegal drugs come through Mexico. Mexico is a danger to the United States, by the way. They're not our friend. Everybody understands that. All right, so California becomes the first state. They snuck this in, Gavin Newsom, the governor, starting yesterday, January 1st, all foreign nationals, all migrants get Medi-Cal, all of them. Now, California residents, all of them don't get Medi-Cal. If you're over a certain income level, you don't get it. Same thing in every other state, Medicaid, okay? If you're earning $200,000, you're not going to get Medicaid, but all foreign migrants get Medi-Cal because of Gavin Newsom, who says healthcare is a human right. Well, housing is a human right. Food is a human. Everything's a human right. Okay, everything. So California, I wrote a column on this, and please, I hope you take the time to go and read the column. All right? Whereas California had a surplus when Newsom took office, now more than $100 billion in the hole or something insane. And this is going to add $3 billion more. And then migrants are going to, if you were a migrant, where would you go? I go to California. Nice weather, free healthcare. This is socialism. It's what this is. And that's the theme of my column. There is a method to this. There is a reason why they're doing this. It's really incredible. All right. Now, this is part of our election coverage. Back to that. The border is bad. And most Americans know and blame Joe Biden for it. Worse is the economy. So you hear, oh, Bidenomics and this and that, inflation coming down. Here, this is it. Simple man, put it up on the screen. For those listening on the radio, I'll run it down. Prices, consumer prices, for the necessities of life are up 17% since Biden took office. Food up 20, rent up 19, electricity up 24%. Again, necessities of life. So 3 years ago, you were earning whatever your salary was. I know, unless you're a Japanese baseball pitcher, your salary isn't up 20% in 3 years, but your food costs are. That is a catastrophe. I'm overusing that word. I'm sorry. For Biden. That's number one, because a lot of people don't care about the border. They don't live near the border. It doesn't affect them or whatever. Everybody has to pay more for food and rent and electricity. It's insane. Joe Biden. There you go. Retailers. These are stores near you, right? 4,600 have closed last year, according to CoreSite Research. Two reasons why. Number one, they can't afford to shoplifting, which is now not prosecuted in most places. They go in, you can steal whatever you want from the stores, stores can't afford it. Number two, the stores have had to raise their prices so high that people are going through the mail, through the internet. They're buying stuff in bulk. Okay, 4,600 American stores out of here. 866 Bed Bath & Beyond. Okay, 335 Rite Aid, 300 CVS, 184 7-Eleven, 172 Walgreens, 116 Foot Locker, 102 Family Dollar. Okay, so far in 24, 580 store closures have been announced. And in the poor neighborhoods, in the ghettos, you're not going to have any stores. Not going to be there. Gone. Shoplifting. Okay, Harvard. Claudine Gay, out. So she is the one who said, you know, I don't really know if threatening to kill Jews is enough to sanction anybody on the Harvard campus. I'm not really sure about that. Remember, she testified in front of Congress? And then they looked into her and found out she plagiarized a lot of stuff. So Harvard didn't want to fire her, but had to. Now, Harvard's reputation, I mean, you know, it's shot. Will it come back? I don't know. I still have my degree on my wall, but it's stunning. But Claudine is out. The Harvard Corporation, which runs the school, couldn't take the heat. Now, she'll wind up with some cushy job. You wait and see. Just like the Penn woman did. She was out. The MIT woman got away with it. Not sure why. I'm going to look into it. Cable TV ratings, a shambles. Okay, here is the overview. Fox News down 18%. CNN down 15%. MSNBC up 7%. This is raw audience, sign on to sign off. The only reason MSNBC is up is because they went full tilt, hate Trump. Okay? It was hate Trump every second of every day. But here's the key. To sell advertising, you have to convince an advertiser, we have to do this as well, that you reach 25 to 54-year-old Americans. That's the core buying public. Okay. Fox News, in the 25 to 54 demo, down 34% 2022 to 23. Unbelievable. CNN down 22%, MSNBC up 5%. News Nation up 71% in prime time. Now, should I take credit for that? No, I'm not on enough. I'm on twice. Mondays with Leland Vittert. And Wednesdays with Chris Cuomo. This will be Thursday, because I guess Cuomo's overseas somewhere, but I'll be on this Thursday on News Nation. But News Nation's up 71% in prime time since it went 24-hour news coverage. That's impressive. Now, why is it happening? Because News Nation, not perfect. Some of the hosts are a little shaky, but they try. not to be deceptive. Okay, so you'd like to know that. Smart Life. This comes from the Food Network. I've never really watched the Food Network. And there are 15 foods you have to avoid. Here they are. Blended coffee drinks, bacon, sprouts, commercially grown sprouts, milk chocolate, rare beef, pretzels, coconut milk ice cream, corn dogs, bologna, diet soda, donuts, raw oysters, reduced fat peanut butter, prepackaged snack cakes, low-fat dairy. Can't eat them. Now, bacon, come on. Once in a while, you can eat bacon. I have a BLT. Come on. They're not going to kill you. Milk chocolate loaded with sugar. The dark chocolate's supposed to fight cancer. I don't eat a lot of chocolate, but I'll eat the dark if I eat any. Rare beef, not real good for you. All right? Pretzels, I thought pretzels were okay, but I guess you got a lot of sugar in them. Bologna, never do it. Donuts, you know, if you're going to eat donuts, you're going to get fat. That's it. Raw oysters, I don't know. What's that? I guess pollution? I don't know. The diet soda is the worst. The absolute worst. All right, that's Smart Life. But you'd like to know, moderation, no. Moderation. Population. New Year's Day, U.S. population, 336 million, not counting the illegal aliens. So we're well over. We're heading toward 350 here. 350 million people. And of course, everybody should get health care and free food and free housing, and everybody should get everything free. All right, worldwide, more than 8 billion people on planet, 1.5 billion in China. And India's got more than that. So you take India and China out of the equation, and right, but 8 billion people. Today in history, January 2nd, 1967, Ronald Reagan takes the oath of office as the governor of California. So it couldn't happen now. No way the Golden State would elect anybody like Reagan now. But he was sworn in a minute after midnight because he wanted to get to work. I wanted to get to work. Minute after midnight, there's Nancy. There's Nancy. Reagan did a good job. Two terms. California. Left in 76. Jerry Brown was elected. 74, I'm sorry. He left. Jerry Brown was elected governor. Jerry Brown did an okay job. He did. He left Newsom a big surplus, budget surplus. And then Reagan turned his sights to the presidency, lost in 76, won in 80, as you know. All right, good lively mail segment and a final thought about what you get should you buy into BillO'Reilly.com. Right back. Let's go to the mail. We have George, concierge member. I'll explain that in a moment. Note to progressives, you cannot tax your way to prosperity. Note to George, they don't want prosperity. Progressives don't want it. They want everybody to be the same. Prosperity? No way. Barbara, I don't care if California citizens want to pay for illegals' health care. I don't live there and never will. Good luck to them. They get what they vote for. Barbara, you pay. Because federal money goes to California in the form of block grants. Everybody's paying for free health care for migrants. Federal money goes in California. Brian Pierce, West Boylston, Massachusetts. That's Boston. 4 more years of Trump will also come with a price. It will be 4 more years of hatred, anxiety, chaos, and drama. To me, it's not worth it. I did vote for Trump twice, but need a break from him. A lot of people feel that way, but if it's Biden versus Trump, come on. Greg Sutliff, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It is acknowledged fact that the Biden family received millions from foreign entities. Positive proof is elusive. No, it's not. Greg, there's banking records that show it. Nobody denies the Biden family received millions from foreign nationals. It's been proven. Banking records are proof. Bob Harper, San Pedro, California. Hey, Bill, the list of states I refuse to go to is growing. I've lost my taste for Maine lobster. It's not the Mainer's fault. It's some nut. I know they elected her, but I'm still going to Maine and eating the lobster, and that's going to be overturned. Marjorie King, Bridgewater, New Jersey. I'm interested in your thoughts, O'Reilly, about Maisie Phillip, who's running for Congress from your district. I'm trying to get her on. trying to get her on the no-spin news. She's taken Santos's slot as the Republican nominee, and the vote is in February. So we'll see if she shows up. Travis Snow, Dallas, Texas, got my dad killing England for Christmas. Loved it. Read it. He read it in less than a week and plans on reading the entire series now. Also, for your Smart Life segment, you might enjoy Spendrift Sparkling Water. I'll try it. You know, I have sparkling ice. That's what I'm drinking now, sparkling ice. It's a drink. It's good. No sugar. Nicholas Valkos, Denver, Colorado. I just got all the Killing books. Was hoping you could suggest an order for me to read them in. Killing the Witches first. That's colonial history. Killing England second. Killing Lincoln third. Killing Crazy Horse fourth. And then you can read the rest of them in any order of preference. I might dip into Killing Jesus then, just to get out of the USA for a little while. But those four go in order. Witches, England, Lincoln, Crazy Horse. John Sorcey, Morgan Hill, California, just finished Killing the Witches. Great book. I love the tie-in from Salem to today's witch hunts and lack of due process. That's why I wrote the book. Okay. Last chance to get Witches and Killers for one low price, $21.95. This is the last week for that. We're honoring the Epiphany coming up, and that's it. Our season is over. Also last week for Killing Crazy Horse, only $9.95. If you got gift cards, this is what you use them on. Okay, all the stuff that we have. Word of the day, not be odious. O-D-I-O-U-S. When writing to me, bill@BillO'Reilly.com. bill@BillO'Reilly.com. And for all you newbies, name and town if you wish to opine. Right back with the final thought. Okay, here is the final thought of the day. As I said at the top of the program, excuse me. Welcome to all you new BillO'Reilly.com premium and concierge members. Concierge is the ultimate, which means you get a direct email line to me, and I will help you should you have any problems. I'll give you our best advice. And that's a life insurance policy for your life at a very minimal cost. So I worked hard all morning. And we had a bunch of problems we had to solve today. But premium and concierge members get 10 things. Number one, every morning, message of the day. Every morning, go in there. There it is. Transcripts of the no-spin news. Sometimes I talk rapidly. We give a lot of stats. You want a transcript? Free. Boom. Right to you. Discounts all the time on anything we have in our store. That adds up big time. Pays for your membership. Okay? Radio appearances. I do Hannity on Wednesday. I do WABC on Thursday. Sid in the morning. I do Mark Simone, another New York guy. I do a number of radio appearances. They are all listed on BillO'Reilly.com. And they're fun. Okay? News quizzes. They are really fun. It's for you guys. New polls. We have polls a couple of times a week. Let us know what you think. Okay? Staff commentary. So I allow my staff to give their opinion. That's democracy, right? They have a commentary, all right, where they can put forth their points of view. And it doesn't have to coincide with mine. We have number 8, Sunday column. Now, this Sunday, I wrote about Newsom and why he's given the migrants the free health care. There is a reason. Okay? Number 9, News Nation. If you miss me on Vittert or Cuomo, we post it. So you can see it anytime you want. Okay, I'd like you to watch it live because then you can give me feedback immediately on News Nation. I like the network. I want to help them. Okay? And finally, tweets. So I'm a tweeting madman, and we list my tweets. And Holly the Terror Dog, who's doing much better, thank you, is featured in a lot of the tweets. I hope you saw her get up for the New Year's Eve. Holly's demanding more and more treats for the tweets. Okay? So Holly knows she's the subject of the tweets and wants more treats because of that. And finally, again, I want to tell you that we are going to have the most honest election coverage in this country by far. Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody would dare do that. They didn't do it at the Fox News Channel, by the way. Nobody even tried. Sometimes they sulked about what I said. Sometimes they would voice displeasure about what I said on the Factor. But they never told me, you can't do that, you can't say that. Why? Because I wouldn't have been there the next day. I did leave jobs because people tried to tell me what to say. I would never do that. The second thing is I write all my own material. Nobody writes for me. Nobody, you know, I write everything. We don't even have a writer at BillO'Reilly.com. So when you hear our election coverage, you know it comes from me. And yes, I want Biden out of there. I want him out of there in the worst way. There's nothing good about having him run this country. But I'm not going to shade the coverage. I'm not. I'm going to tell you what's happening and why it's happening. And I was wrong about the red wave last time around when I made my prediction that the Republicans would take the Senate and the House. I was wrong. I don't think I'm going to be wrong this year because we are really devoting so much time for this. So anyway, again, Happy New Year. I hope 24 is very good for you. We really appreciate you watching and listening to the No Spin News. We hope you'll consider premium membership in our operation, and we will see you again tomorrow.